Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for culturalmining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Inside Out, Toronto's LGBT film festival, known for its innovative programming and great movies, starts today. One traditional movie sub-drama is the coming out story, where a young man or woman faces relief with her new life or his new life, but also bullying, depression with cruel, homophobic parents who can't understand what they're going through. Always makes for a great movie, but there's a lot of them. So here's a reversal. How about movies where the LGBT character is the parent, not the kid? This week, I'm looking at three such movies from Australia, Venezuela, and Finland, all serious dramas, but with good comic relief mixed in. 52 Tuesdays, directed by Sophie Hyde. Billy is a well-adjusted teenager with a great relationship with her parents. She lives with her mom, but regularly sees her motorcycle-riding dad. But one day she comes home to a big surprise. Mom has cut her hair, bound her breasts, and is changing her name to James. Starting today, her mom is becoming her dad. James will be undergoing testosterone treatments and a gender transformation. It's a big change that's going to take a year. And during that year, James needs space. Billy will have to go live with her dad, her other dad. So Billy is gobsmacked, but she doesn't want to lose contact with her parent that she gets along so well with, so they agree. She'll visit after school each Tuesday until 10 p.m. So over the course of the year, Billy records these weekly visits with her video camera, and she also begins to explore her own gender identity, sexuality, and sex. At school, she falls in with a passionate couple when she spies them making out, a man and a woman. They're in a school production of Shakespeare's Twelfth Night, where Viola dresses up as a man. And courtesy of Billy's uncle, the three of them now have their own private time in an empty apartment building. Tuesdays from 10 to midnight, when both of Billy's dads thinks she's with the other. And Billy also records these meetings, including their sexual explorations, on her trusted video camera. So 52 Tuesdays is exactly what it sounds like, 52 short scenes from Billy's point of view, tracing the changes and the setbacks of James's, her dad's, transformation and her own coming of age. It has a few too many plot lines for my taste: school, censorship, medical problems, vehicle accidents, family rivalries, hidden relationships, but it doesn't detract from the main structure. Tilda Cobham Hervey as Billy is a joy to watch. I think she's the next Carrie Mulligan. And Del Herbert Jane gives a fascinating and realistic portrayal of James's transformation. My Straight Son, Azul y No Tan Rosa, directed by Miguel Ferrari. So Diego, played by Guillermo Garcia, is a professional photographer in Venezuela in his 30s. Life is wonderful. He has a successful career and a boyfriend, Fabrizio, who's a doctor. Fabrizio pops the question one night at a dinner in a fancy restaurant. So do you want to live together? Diego's surprised, but inwardly happy. And he says he'll tell him his decision the next day. He plans, of course, to say yes, but two big things happen before then. Diego's teenage son, Armando, or Armandito, played by Ignacio Montez, who he hasn't seen for 5 years since he moved to Europe with his mom, arrives at his doorstep. Armando feels neglected by his dad and baffled by his lifestyle. He retreats to online relationships. He's good-looking but insecure, so he uses a celebrity photo that his dad took to create a new online personality and a long-distance relationship with a woman named Laura, a small-town tango enthusiast. The second big thing that happened is Fabrizio, the boyfriend, is brutally attacked outside a gay bar by three young men who beat him senseless. Now he's in a coma in the hospital. Diego has identified the gay bashers but gets no help from the police, so he buys a gun. So Diego loves his son, but doesn't know what to do. He turns for help from his working class family and from his bar friends, a comic entourage with soap opera names like Dolores del Rio and Perla Marina. So can Armando connect with his dad? And will he reveal his true face to his online girlfriend? Will Fabrizio come out of his coma? And will the attacking teens ever be brought to justice? So My Straight Son is a very enjoyable melodrama that mixes telenovela plots with pop culture tropes, all with a gay twist. Open Up to Me, directed by Simo Halinen. Marit, played by Lia Klemola, lives in Helsinki, Finland, where she works as a cleaning woman in an office building. She used to be a guidance counselor in a small town, but she left her spouse and teenage daughter following sex reassignment surgery. So while cleaning the office one day, a psychologist in the office tells Marit to lock up when she's gone. When she's done, she's going to Spain for a few weeks. 2 weeks. So Marit goes into the place, puts on makeup and perfume, and lounges around in the clothes there. And then into the office walks Sammy, played by Peter Franzen, a gym teacher and soccer coach. Sammy has an appointment to talk about sex problems with his wife, who's also a school teacher. And he mistakes Marit, the cleaning woman, for a therapist. After a moment's pause, Marit slides easily into the role, and they both notice a spark between them. So they arrange to meet again. Soon, Marit comes clean. She's actually a cleaner, not a counselor, and she reveals the big shocker. They met 20 years ago when Marit, as a man, was a professional soccer player, as was Sam, and his team trashed them at the national championship games. So Sammy is taken aback, but intrigued. Will this become a relationship? So Marit goes back to her hometown where vicious rumors are spreading about her and her daughter is being picked on at school. Can she rebuild the trust with her daughter and restore her reputation. Back in Helsinki, she faces daily abuse and cruelties ranging from small things like shouted slurs to job discrimination, even propositions from men who assume she's a prostitute. Part love story, part family drama. There's an excellent movie, fantastic subtle portrayals by Klimola and Franzen, the two leads. And through it all, Marit learns to be a strong woman who stands up for herself. All these films and more are playing now through June 1st at Inside Out, Toronto's LGBT Film Festival. For more information, go to insideout.ca. This is Daniel Garber, the movies each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.